A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Officially in our liturgical calendar, today is Tuesday of the 8th week in ordinary time. But many of us know it by other names from our Catholic lexicon: Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday, or Mardi Gras. Tomorrow, Ash Wednesday, we begin the Lenten season, and today, in preparation, many of us will consume all the things we will be abstaining from, whether it be red meat, alcohol, or chocolate. As a teenager, I attempted to be just like my grandmother Elaine, who, for Lent, gave up all sugar, even foregoing jam on her toast and honey in her tea. I faced a difficult decision one year when Valentine's Day fell shortly after Ash Wednesday, and my other grandmother, Sally, baked her special doubled chocolate cupcakes, one for each grandchild. "It's Lent, Grandma," I told her as she offered one on a plate to me. "Well, eat it anyway," she told me. "I made it just for you. I made it with love on Valentine's Day. Jesus would understand." However you might choose to celebrate this Tuesday of the 8th week of Ordinary Time, the readings we are given today already point us toward the season of Lent and the rich meaning of sacrifice and gift. The first reading today comes from Sirach, and in it we hear that it is not just the fact of sacrificing that honors God, but rather the disposition of the one who sacrifices. Sirach tells us, "In a generous spirit, pay homage to the Lord. Be not sparing of freewill gifts. With each contribution, show a cheerful countenance, and pay your tithes in a spirit of joy." In our giving, as in all things, we are called to be like God. Sirach counsels, "Give to the Most High as He has given to you, generously, according to your means." In the Gospel, we hear again this theme of gift. Peter, having witnessed the rich young man with many possessions go away sad rather than accepting Jesus' invitation to give what you have to the poor and follow me, reminds Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Peter seems to see the writing on the wall. Jesus has already turned toward Jerusalem for the last time, and has told the disciples twice, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." Things aren't looking good, and Peter almost seems to want to ask Jesus, "What about us? What will become of us? Have we really signed up for a failing mission that will end in your death?" And Jesus does give him reassurance of a kind. He tells Peter, "There is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mother and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." In this accounting, Jesus takes the everything Peter has mentioned and boils it down to the essentials that make up real richness: family, home, homeland. Perhaps Jesus gives us a clue about the meaning of this promise earlier in the gospel. When his own relatives come to speak to him at the beginning of his ministry, and he hears they are outside waiting to talk to him, he says, "Who are my mother and my brothers? Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." This certainly doesn't remove his family from his inner circle, but it also opens up the meaning of family. Not only are we gifted with family by blood, but also with the family of faith, the body of Christ. Not only are we born into a land, but we are called to be citizens of the world and to care for all lands created by God. Not only are we given a home, but we are called to make our home wherever we may go on our pilgrimage on this earth, to offer hospitality to others when we are able, so that our home might become theirs, and to accept hospitality as well. In the end, Jesus does not ask that we give up things, especially family, home, or country, for the sake of giving them up. Jesus calls us to a way of life full of abundant joy, the abundance that comes when we are able to generously let go of what we have and give lovingly to God and our neighbor. As we prepare our hearts to enter into the holy season of Lent tomorrow, what will be your way of sacrifice that opens you up to joy and abundance? What will be your way of keeping this holy fast?